The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
WTBR, WTBR, WTBR-FM, you are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I hope you all are having an absolutely wonderful day on this snowy afternoon. I thought we were going into spring early, but I obviously someone else had a plan. But with that being said, we're not going to let that stop the pace of positivity that we're putting out there, because as you know, it causes ripple effects throughout the world. Now, before I begin, I'm going to start off what I always start off with is know that we are enough right now and everything else is extra. I'm going to say it again. We are enough right now and everything else is extra. So anything that I'm going to say during this, I'm sure you've heard before. You're going to hear it during, and I'm sure you're going to hear it after. But while my goal is never to change you, it's meant to set up an environment for you to thrive and feel safe while doing so. So with that being said, no judgments being placed. We're just sharing our hearts. And I say ours because I happen to have a guest today. Feel free to say hello to the people, my friend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Luke Fitzgerald, and I'm grateful to be here with my friend Tariq. Excited to be here, so he's going to hit me with some stuff that he hasn't told me what it is, so we're going right off the rip. So that's my favorite way to go.
Yeah, I love doing that because it doesn't give you time to really rehearse too much. It just comes out just boom, there it goes, right? But with that being said, we're going to get back into what we're meant to discuss today, but we're going to go into the music per request because I gave him two options. It was, I'm not going to go into that, but the song that we chose is Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. I'll be right back with you. WTBR FM. Hello, wonderful people. Once again, you are tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration. That was Lenny Kravitz with Fly Away. I love that song because it kind of explains me, man. Sometimes I just want to fly away. I want to get away. I want to travel. I want to see the world. And that's going to happen very soon, I believe. So like I stated earlier, we have Luke Fitzgerald here. And I had a few questions for him. And he's, let's see how this goes. So my first question, my friend, is for the people who are wondering, who is Luke? I just say, who are you?
Luke is, wow, there's a lot.
So I know.
Luke is maybe slightly complicated. So Luke is somebody that learned a lot of things growing up and then learned some painful lessons as to that stuff was not going to work long term. The grand plans I made early in life were just not what was meant for me. So had to learn how to adapt to that and learn how to rebuild in a lot of ways and kind of so like Luke 2.0 is who's sitting here now. Yeah. Maybe three or four, I'm not exactly sure, but just grateful to be able to have been exposed to some things to change, make some changes internally, and then greater success than I could have imagined. Wow. Prior to, you know, the early plans. So.
What was the early plan, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, man. Well, I guess I had a couple.
You're going to be a singer? Like, what's going on? What's up, man?
No. I had this kind of career path young of a greenskeeper. Okay. And I did that for a lot of years, and I kind of was like going to be Bill Murray from Caddyshack, if anybody's seen that movie. And
why does that sound familiar? Go ahead. Keep going, though. Keep going.
Yeah, he was just a guy that, you know, he grew the grass on the golf course, and then he grew a bunch of grass in the barn, too.
Gotcha.
And smoked it all. And some other things. Just a very unhealthy guy. But I was like, whatever. This is it. That's who I'm going to be. Just kind of a goofball. And very glad the tables turned, because if I looked back now, that's not what that's not who I'd want to be. So.
You know what's so beautiful about that is it's funny. Sometimes we have those plans, and yes, like you mentioned, life happened and it turned around and you like it so much better. And now you're helping so many people in so many different facets of and areas of your life. And as a guy who's all about humanity, I just want to commend you, bro, because we all have seen how it went the wrong way. We've all seen how sometimes life can influence you to go down a path that and it's hard to pull away from, right? And at the end of the day, it's, it's not about necessarily, don't want to say judging, but we all can tell when someone's happy and when they're not happy and they're making the choices that may hurt themselves as opposed to helping themselves grow.
Yeah, I think inventory, that's the thing I learned. And like, you know, I think it's good that to take inventory of ourselves, our actions, beliefs, behaviors, and then sometimes I might do too much of that of others, and I think everybody I think is guilty of that. But it's about, like, I think for me the biggest thing is to assess, like, where are people at that I'm gonna have close to me, and like, am I beneficial to them or are they beneficial to me? Is this a relationship that is working? And that goes for anything.
Yeah.
Professionally, in personal life, friends, with, you know, my other organization, which is professional, but also is kind of like my pet project.
Yeah.
To be mindful of like how I operate and what are my intentions going into whatever situation.
I tell you what, man, we're going to get back into the music, but that was the coolest ringtone I've ever heard right now.
And I meant to turn it off.
He tried to play it off real quick, but that happens. But with that being said, we're going to get back into the music with Tommy Zuko, and the song is called No Pressure. All right, here at WTBR.
Look, I got them blessings. Wonder why I'm feeling extra. Say, what it do? What the business is? Folk running over with the devil sin. Shoes, pants, chest, shoulders. Get up off me, don't get closer. It ain't over, tell us over. Game breaker, big choker. It's a whole lot of flexing going on. Feel like I could walk on water, lemon pepper, stepper zone. We was really down bad, told my mama not for long. Held and thought they got another one, we know they got it wrong. And another thing, now we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. I was out here wildin', ain't the same way that I was. Tapping when I pray, I'm tapping like I know the blood. Back up with the hate, respectfully, it's all in love. Hairline check, fade check, check. The only chains ain't broken is the ones that's on my neck. Check. The coldest with some boldness got me flown with the vets. It's all there, ain't no need to second guess. Mm-hmm. Yes. No pressure. Look, I got them blessings. Wonder why I'm feeling extra. Say what it do, what the business is. Folk runner running over with the devil sin. Shoes, pants, chest, shoulders. Get up, off me, don't get closer. It ain't over, tell us over. Game breaker, big joke. Jesus like, don't trip. Finna make the boat tip. Set the tone with that ice cold, but I won't slip. In my bag like, wait. In my bag like road trip. Switch stands, do my dance. Dog, he really don't miss. Don't miss. I don't need a crystal, less it's hot sauce, brother. And I ain't gotta sell my soul just to pop off, brother. Ain't no demon time when you anointed. I keep it regal like movies and hop out like I'm getting dropped off, brother. Car smelling brand new. If we don't rock with the flakes, call me shampoo. Just trying to spread that light, bring them lamps through. It's got me thinking that it's nothing that I can't do. Feeling like the champ too.
We just out here praising God, looking fly, you know, regular day.
No pressure, look, I got them bless you. Wonder why I'm feeling extra. Say what it do, what the business is. Folk runner running over with the devil sin. Shoes, pants, chest, shoulders. Get up, off me, don't get closer. It ain't over, tell us. Over, game break, big joke.
WTBR, WTBR FM, you are now tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration. Hello, wonderful people. Tariq Pinkston here. I hope you're having a great day still. We're still here with Luke Fitzgerald, and we're going to dive into a little bit of deeper questions. And so I just want to say, I'll just say this. Luke has overcome some things, man, and we're going to kind of touch into this on and. Once you hear, you're going to be like, you know, the tenacity of this guy, man. So I asked you off air if I was able to talk about this, and you said, yeah, man, it's all, you know, it's part of the story. It's part of the journey is what I got from that. Not verbatim, but, you know. And so not too long ago, you lost someone that was near and dear to you. And I'll just let you go into that part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, we were talking before, and it's like, if you Google my name, this is going to come up. The website for loveoftea.org will come up, which Love of Tea I founded in memory of my mother after she died by suicide, and I found her. And you know, she was always – the Love of Tea is a thing where it's like keeping her spirit alive. And we do peer-to-peer mental health support for people that struggle with suicidal ideation. So it's kind of like our staff basically just act as her as she did – for all her friends and family for her whole life. She was there for everybody, and she struggled like for a very short time. So, you know, I choose to remember the like million amazing memories and not the one bad one. So that was pretty shattering, though, because as like kind of the only member of my family that struggled with addiction and mental illness, bipolar 1 disorder, and like being sectioned, I can't even count how many times, you know, against my will with, you know, every security guard BMC has, PPD, and told like, yeah, no, you can't leave. You don't get to leave the hospital. Yeah. You know, that was not a good period of my life. And so that was quite a while ago now, 7-8 years ago since that happened. So I've been able to rebuild quite a bit prior to my mom's death. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten out of the Bill Murray from Caddyshack phase and worked into the human services field, Breen Center, and at Berkshire County Regional Housing. And then I, 2 days before she passed, I had accepted a job, my current role as a counselor at the sheriff's office. And, you know, excited about that because, like, most of those guys up there are guys that are just like me that never had proper treatment and just maybe didn't get a chance or didn't have the support of T, love T. So I, you know, I wrote her obituary and I flipped the page and I started working on it. And I worked for, 2 years in the background on what we're going to do, how we're going to fill the gap. So it's like a lot of conversations, a lot of meetings with other people in the field on Zoom and like figuring out what's the best way we can support the community. And so we have the drop-in center.
Hey, Luke, I have a question.
Yeah.
There's a reason why she's so near and dear to you. There's a reason why you want to keep her memory alive. Do you have a moment in life that was very humorous? Was she a jokester? Is there moments where you find like funny or, you know, stuff like that? Because there's a reason why we love the people we love around us. They have good traits.
No, she has a lot of good traits. It was more that she was like there for everybody. And we more joked with her and would mess with her. And she was always like looking for her glasses, but they were like on top of her head, kind of caught up in her hair type thing. So we would we always had fun with that. And just funny stuff. Like, she tried to make this recipe. She was a really good cook. And, like, this is the only time that, you know, we didn't like what she made was she's making pasta and, like, red sauce. And she grew up in New York City.
Yeah.
And there was some restaurant that she kind of remembered and wanted to, like, duplicate. And it was, like, not good. Uh-huh. And we were sitting around the table, the four of us, and, like, trying to figure out what was wrong with it, but we couldn't. I'm like, what is going on? And then my sister just blurts out, like, screams at the top of her lungs, there's cinnamon in there. And then we all looked at each other, and she was kind of just like trying not to admit that she put cinnamon for like cinnamon buns, like that amount in, and maybe there should have just been a little hint, but just like little stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's very just like loving. And I mean, we had to have 1,000 people at her wake at St. Mark's Church. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's like she just, who she was, just speaks.
So, bro, I noticed you really smiled when I asked you that question.
Yeah.
How does that feel in this moment?
It feels good. Like we talked before, it's like not been the best day, week.
There's my reason for asking.
A lot of stress. Got myself into school and I, you know, have some stuff going on. And
yeah.
Cancel my weekend plans to write a research paper. I haven't done that in like 12 years, so I'm not excited for this weekend, but it's just like about putting things, prioritizing it and making stuff done. So like you kind of said before, like what's your creativity? And I said it's the nonprofit, and like that's my priority is to do that. And like, you know, it's helped a lot of people and it's created a lot of really beautiful new connections, but I will say that it's like about sacrifice. And even like, you know, my best friend, like we'll talk on the phone, but it's like, you know, oh, they're at work and they have bad service because they're driving. And like, we talk for 35 seconds, you know, probably a couple times a week, maybe for 5 minutes, 10, whatever. But it's like, you know, with this ultimate goal in mind and limited time, there's only so much time in the day, mm-hmm. like, you know, different relationships I have suffered, and I'm okay with that. And it's just about, like, keeping the eye on the ultimate goal, and, yeah. like, eventually I think I'll have a lot more time.
Gotcha.
To do the day-to-day. Hopefully. We'll see. I think we all hope that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, my friend. We're going to dive back into the music. All right. So, wonderful people, this is a song from Brandy called Starting Now. It was requested by Alana from last week, and I really liked the song. So, I said, why not play it again today? So, all right. WTBR FM.
My reflection, she is smart and kind. Don't need protection, she's a warrior. And she is waiting for you just around the bend. Where every day you're a hero, the lights of the night. Where you lead with your courage and dream with your heart. There's a whole world starting.
Right, WTBR, and we are back with 30 minutes of inspiration. So let's turn this off. There we go. All right, so I wanted to play a game with you, right? And it's just going to be a rapid fire questions. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's going to be rapid fire. And you just say the first thing that comes to mind when you think of this. All right, the first question or the first one is family.
Family. All right. My whole, word, I got a million cousins. Oh, man. Cousin.
Cousins. Okay. The second one's humanity.
One word.
One word.
North Street?
I always think complex. That's what I think. No, all right. The next one, transformation.
Dude, this is hard. One word. I'm long-winded.
Do you want to come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Success. Okay, I'll give you three words.
Focus.
Okay, gotcha. Next one, transparency.
Hi.
And now we're going to go back to transformation.
Luke. I've done it. And many others have too. I'm not going to say I'm the only one. A lot of people. Yeah.
Now, you know, the cool thing about it is it's worded in a certain, I worded it like that for a reason, because it normally starts with family, then it moves on to humanity, something happens, creates a transformation, it can help bring success if you allow, and then there's transparency involved with how you got to this success, transparency involved in the family, humanity, the transformation, which you can feed those pearls to other people. And so there was a reason why I asked those questions. What's going through your mind right now? I see you thinking. I see the wheels turning, my friend.
I just thought when you said humanity, I'm like, man, that is a loaded question. But yeah. in my work, my day-to-day, I am in, you know, downtown a lot, and there's a lot of you know, different conversations, negative and positive, a lot of different opinions on, you know, downtown and North Street. And I think that, like, man, I watch, you know, I think I start my day, like we were talking before the show started, reality.
Yeah.
And like accepting, and I try to start my day every day with meditation, and it's like accepting the pain and suffering of life, and then you can move forward. So I think like with that situation, like there is a lot of that in Pittsfield, in downtown in particular, and like accepting that that's there, and like then moving forward. And there's a lot of ways. I have a lot of hope for the future of you know, our little city here. Gotcha. And I think that there's a lot of good people that stayed, and a lot of people do a lot of work, and like we all, I think, know who each other are for the most part. But like the first song, like Fly Away, a lot of our society likes to fly away from the reality and don't see the work that's being done.
Doesn't mean stay away. It's just I happen to like this song. But you know, this, I just want to commend you for, again, for the work you're doing. This is the stuff that's not always applauded. This is the stuff that's not always talked about. It's unsung in many rooms. I mean, in many places, big places, but in those rooms, that's when people talk. And while sometimes as helpers, as givers, as people that, of the community that want to give to other people, people notice. They may not say it to you. They may, you know, they may make wait till you pass before they say something about what you've done. But they notice. And the beautiful thing is while they notice, they're taking note. And it's not so much about that applause, even though that feels good. And I feel like that is something that's needed. We need to celebrate this stuff. But just knowing that you're planting seeds, my friend, I'll be honest. I have people that I've talked to years prior that still approach me till this day talking about something I had said, and I don't even remember saying it. And I'm like, oh, it sounds like something I would say, but wow, I don't remember this certain conversation. I don't remember conversing about this. But all in all, I just want to say, man, keep up the good work, man. People do notice, and I know it's not about that for you. But I'm all about just celebrating those people that are just doing the right thing, my friend.
Yeah, so I mean, we got to celebrate you, too, because, you know, the kid that I met 20 years ago and the man I'm looking at right now, totally opposite ends of the spectrum, you know what I mean? So a lot of us do, grateful.
Yeah. Well, I was in a lot of pain. I was in a lot of pain. I had never talked about what I was going through. 5 or 6 years old, I told myself, I just didn't talk about it. I told myself it was my job to protect my family and whoever else that needed to be protected. And so I kept it completely silent. But upon me experiencing a little life and being bullied and people saying things and people, you know, there's a lot of things that I'd went through that I didn't always talk about. If you were close to me, you'd hear it. And I just never really talked about it. But to be here and to overcome all those things and that strength that comes from it, the walking with the head high, the understanding that kid that might feel like no one sees them and going, bro, I've been through it. How can I support you? How can I help you? Or just hearing them out is such a good feeling because we've all come a long way. And now the goal is to give them the pearls of wisdom earlier in life so they don't have to figure it out later in life like we did. But with that being said, the show's about to wrap. It was a quick 30 minutes, my friend. Very quick.
Very.
For more information on you, my friend, where would we go?
Loveoftea.org.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And for more information on me, Tariq Pinkston, you would go to BACoachLLC.com. Again, that's BACoachLLC.com. And do you have any closing words for anyone, my friend?
Like you said, talk about it. We just did it for a half hour.
Bro, I love that.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Every day, I don't care what it is, how uncomfortable it is, talk about it. Because like you said, it's kind of about the kids coming up. So if we don't talk about it, like who we looked up to didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about it because, like I said, bright hope for the future. And that's the way to lead the way. Talk about it. Do what we did late early.
Yes. And you can't do it all alone, wonderful people. You can't do it all alone. So please say something. Talk to somebody. Share your opinions. Share that. Talk to someone that you feel safe with sharing that pain with, because you don't have to conquer this all. You don't have to do it all alone. And you can be strong within your tears. You can be strong within your happiness. You can be strong within your anger. But just know that all your emotions are valid. So please don't only show the vengeful side. Like we, as humans, we have a lot of us as kids. But show all of it. allow it to be shown, man. All right, wonderful people. We have 15 seconds left. This is WTBR FM. My name is Tariq Pinkston, and we're now tuning out from 30 Minutes of Inspiration. I hope you all have an absolutely beautiful week. Goodbye.